guys, if you go onto our Patreon page right now, you will get the full version of this clip that we're about to give you of us talking about UHF. So spoiler alert, Scott didn't like the movie, but it is probably like one of the ultimate Kelly brother films. So it feels like it's only appropriate to use this clip. In this clip from the episode, Brian and I are talking about our entire history with Weird Al, and it's a fun little clip. We learn about how much Brian truly loves his girlfriend. So, guys, real quick, it's been a couple weeks removed since we recorded this episode. You know, anyone's feelings change about UHF? Anyone realize that it's secretly a brilliant comedic masterpiece? Scott?
You get to drink out of the fire hose!
Yeah! All right, so hopefully you guys enjoy this little clip, and if you do, swing over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/HMN podcast. You can listen to the full episode, as well as Turbo Kid's up there, and Buckaroo Banzai's up there, and The Wicker Man's up there, and I think that's it. I think we've only done those, but we've got another one on the way that's also a terrible movie that we sat through, so stay tuned for that. You can always vote for what movies we talk about. We post a poll at about the start of each month, of the month prior, previous, whatever. You'll figure it out. Join the Patreon. It all makes sense. It's great. Thank you guys so much for listening. Enjoy this clip, and we'll be back with a normal episode on Friday morning.
Brian was also here during this recording.
We heard you chuckle a few times. Brian, why did you pick UHF as if I didn't already know?
Because it's UH fucking F, dude. It is one of... So, honestly, the why it came to my mind was... I was scrolling through and this, so I don't want to sound like this lovey-dovey guy, but it doesn't make, like, Jade shouldn't be a real person. Like, she's something that, like, 13-year-old me masturbated to that, like, wasn't real. So she's like, yeah, dude, my brother used to fucking love Weird Al growing up, and I fucking love Weird Al. And I saw UHF, and I was like, are you serious? Like, we have to watch this movie. So I weighed it, and I threw it out there, and I'm like, And as I, like, put it on, and we'll get into the movie, but, like, I would say the first 30 seconds, it was like, that's why I picked this movie. Like, this movie is fucking incredible from beginning to end. I fucking love it so much. If I had to pick one of my picks to win, it would be UHF. So thank you, Patreons, for making my weekend.
So, unfortunately, I've got some bad news, which is that it's definitely the Kellys versus Scott on this one. Because Scott hated this.
Oh, what?
It was so painful.
So, let me tell you the quick story of how Brian and I both discovered UHF, because we discovered it simultaneously. So, the year was 1996, and Amish Paradise had come out. And that was the first experience we ever had with Weird Al Yankovic. And we were like, who is this genius who took Coolio and changed the lyrics? And my parents were like, oh, yeah, no, that's Weird Al. He's been doing stuff for a while. So at the time, there was a very brief, like...
Say more now.
Yeah. there was a Sam Goody's video store, used CD exchange behind our house for like 2 years. And they had a VHS tape of Weird Al's video collection, and like Brian and I were like, we need that. Like, that was like a thing that we needed to buy. So we bought it and we watched that shit constantly. And one of the songs is the theme song for UHF, which I love. I love the song UHF. The video shows all these clips from the movie, and we're like, I think that might be an actual thing. So we went to the video store, and sure enough, they had UHF, and we must have rented that movie an uncountable amount of times. I think it was the first DVD that Brian ever bought. Like, we love this movie.
I don't think it was the first DVD I ever bought, but the first CD I ever purchased on my own, where I think we were down the shore. Yeah, we were down the down in Wildwood on the boardwalk, and there was a CD store there, and the first CD I ever bought when it just came out was Running with Scissors. Weird Al fan. I also wasn't the biggest fan of Sam Goody at the time, and I really took it for granted, but that was because I, as a kid, liked less than exciting games, and Sam Goody had a nice little trade-in thing where Matt would be like, this game sucks, let me trade it in for a game that I want to play, And I'm like, but I wanted to play that game still.
Yep.